Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the House. You can give us a ring at 888-767-4348. And that'll put you in touch with my sweet wife, Miss Dear Jennifer. And she'll get your name, your phone number, where you're calling from, and whatever question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, she'll let us know what the question is, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can. But I feel like I have to do one, like, emergency catch-up from the last couple weeks. We have been doing home security all month. And one of the things we talk about in home security is going into your garage and cutting that cord that hangs down from the track with the little handle on it. Cut that off, because that makes it very easy for people to break into your garage door. So we get a email from Lori that says, okay, but what do I do about the steel cable going down the side of the garage door? Do not cut the steel cable. This is just the little cord that's attached to the center track. Cut that off. Get a 1-inch dowel from the Ace Hardware store in the neighborhood. Put in a screw-in teacup hook on the end, and set. And I like to paint it like blaze orange or a bright color, and just set that on the ground beside the garage door. And should you ever have to use the emergency release, you would use that dowel and that hook. Do not cut the steel cable that actually runs down the side of the track and is what's being used to guide your overhead garage door. Okay, now I got that off my chest. When I read the email, I thought, oh, no. Now, Energy Star comes out with an article this week on setting your thermostat to 82 degrees when you go to bed. We got slammed with super cooling questions. Rosie, what should we do? Super cooling says go as cold as you can in the evening. Well, Energy Star has pretty well had to back out of that comment and kind of recede. I got messages from TEP customers, APS customers, and SRP customers who are all new converts to super cooling, saying they can't. One of them cut their bill 38%. And they're sleeping cooler, and the house is more comfortable. And they didn't have to spend any money, and they're saving all that money.
And this is how you manage your buying. Your buying and cooling when it's cheap and not cooling when it's expensive. And those expensive periods are not long periods of time of the day. APS has it down to 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 to 8. I don't know what TEP is off the top of my head. I think SRP's 7 hour is their shortest on-peak window.
And TEP calls it demand, T-O-U. And Glenn writes and he says, after listening to your show, I finally decided to try one of TEP's time of use plans. Prior to switching, I was being charged 14 cents a kilowatt. After switching to the new demand TOU, my most recent bill was under 9 cents a kilowatt.
Nice.
Off peak use was 97%. That guy's nailing it.
You know what annoyed me most about that statement from Energy Star on setting your home at 82 degrees to sleep at night? You think anyone at Energy Star has their nighttime temperature set at 82 degrees?
I have no idea.
I bet you not one person over there would even take their own advice.
Or experience an excessive heat advisory for 28 days, too.
Yeah. Somebody posted on social media a link off of CNN. I have no idea who it was. It didn't even look like they were local. But they found that article on CNN and said, no, there's a program called Rosie on the House in Arizona. Here's what he recommends.
We made it to CNN?
Well, not quite to CNN, but a response to CNN's post.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Somebody countered that article statement with our super cooling resource.
We are kind of getting nationwide. Have you noticed? This morning I got a phone call, and there was a man doing a block project, and he asked me, he was asking me how to mix mortar. I said, well, Rosie can help you with that, but we're not talking about this hour. I said, can I have him call you back? He said, well, it's kind of hot outside. And so I started getting his information. He was from California. And a bunch of somebody in their neighborhood had stiffed them. A guy had come in to do some projects and left. So this older gentleman trying to fix his mortar. So I went on the website and copied that. We have a great article. It's actually one of our most popular articles on mixing mortar. And I sent it over to him. So we helped somebody in California this morning.
Great. And I heard a phone call yesterday in the office that Jen Gura was saying, well, our referral network doesn't work. I think she said Illinois.
Yeah.
She says, but Rosie knows contractors everywhere. We'll find you somebody. So that message made it to my desk, but I haven't seen it. But we do. We regularly give people that own second homes in Arizona a contractor they can use back home where they spend the summers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun. More than every Arizona homeowner's best friend. No, I'm not going to go here.
Okay, then I'll talk about where I went this week. I had the opportunity to go sit in on a public meeting at Central Arizona Project headquarters on Wednesday. And it was
how propitious that you had it this week, the same week they're announcing the first ever tier of conservation at the CAP water.
And what this meeting was is everyone that CAP delivers water to is invited to come in and sit in on this meeting. And it's CAP just giving an update on, and there was a lot of different things. They had a media plug-in. I took our digital recorder. I think I have 90 minutes of audio to filter down. And coming up in October is Water Month here at Rosie on the House. So we'll be bringing a lot of that content to you. But yes, in January, they start the first tier of cutbacks. And for CAP, that means they have to draw 10% less than what they were previously allocated to take. That shortage in the lake was 0.6 of a foot below the 1090 mark. It was only 0.6 of a foot. And I asked them, okay, so what does 0.6 of a foot mean? How much water would that need
for Mead
to fill up that 0.6? And it's not just Mead by itself, and I haven't had time to go through all of it because it's Powell too. If all we needed was 0.6 in Mead, you would just open up Powell
to
provide that.
Yeah.
But there's, I haven't quite figured out how that dual dam system works, but the Mead 1090 number is what we always hear about. Well, 50,000 acre feet of water is what was needed. And an acre foot of water is how much water you would need to cover 50,000 acres in a foot. Do you know how big 50,000 acres is?
That's big.
So in a square mile is 640 acres. So if you divide 50,000 by 640, you come up with 78 miles. So do you do 78 miles square? And if that's the case, that's the 303 and I-10 on the West Valley, up to Prescott, over to Payson, down to Superior, and back.
1 foot deep in water.
1 foot deep in water.
I like how you always try to make that relatable. You're always trying to figure that out. What does that look like?
Well, the only thing more confusing than that, Romy, would be trying to tell people about Proposition 105 and 106.
I have no idea what either one of those are.
That's don't go there.
Yes for no and no for yes. Yeah. And
is there a maybe on there? Is there a maybe in that vote?
That's a good question.
And they provided me a list of who they provide water to and how much water they give to each one of them. Like the Rio Verde utilities, they only take 812 feet of acre water a year. I mean, there's very few people on this list that they distribute water to that take over 50,000 acre feet a year. Who do you think they deliver more water to? Scottsdale, Phoenix, or Tucson?
I'm gonna guess Tucson.
I'm gonna guess Tucson.
I'll go with Scottsdale.
Tucson is right. That is the number one water user from, according to this list I'm looking at. They take more water from the CAP than any other single municipality or water district.
I wonder why that is, because they have so much xeriscape down
Salt
there.
River.
Oh.
We've got SRP.
Oh, that's right. And the lakes. And
mm-hmm. The lake system there. There's not another lake system.
We have more choices.
And if you're Tucson and you have this straw that ends at your town, you want to try and be 100% efficient, use much of it as you can. They actually have distribution repump wells at the end of the CAP where the unused water actually gets pumped back into the groundwater at Tucson. And Tucson's groundwater level has actually gone up over the last 15 years.
And that is called CAGRD, C-A-G-R-D, Central Arizona Groundwater Replenishment District. And that's what they specialize in, is replenishing the water that doesn't get used. And they actually say this cut isn't going to make a very big difference because they weren't taking their complete allocation from MEAT anyway. So we were getting it done. Now, we're mandated that we can't take any more, but we weren't taking as much as we could have in the past.
That's great information. And so homeowners don't need to get all worked up and anxious that they're not going to have enough water for their puppy.
No, not yet, but it's still a ration, and it's still a reminder that we need to be responsible with our water.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do you know your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure, and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass if you're here in the valley throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.